This may come as a shock to you about the 2023 housing market trends that we've been seeing here in Colorado Springs. Let's just dive right into it. First, let's take a look at the Market Watch, the last 7 days of real estate activity in Colorado Springs. This should not be a surprise to anybody where we've been having fewer sales, fewer listings, fewer price decreases, fewer everything. And that's just because we're in wintertime, we're getting a lot, we're 2 weeks away from Christmas. There's not a whole lot of activity going on. It's still happening. Don't get me wrong, there's still homes getting listed and getting sold. It's just comparatively to the rest of the year, and especially since compared to last summer or this summer, it's been, well, both summers, it's been a lot less. 120 new listings in the past 7 days. We've had 151 price decreases. 21 of those have come back on market. We've got 73 under contracts, 102 pendings, which is basically the same thing as under contract. 121 solds in the past 7 days. Now let's take a look at what's been going on for the whole month. We've got 148 sales in December so far. Compare that to last December, where we had 631 over the course of the whole month. So we'll see what happens over the next 2.5 weeks if we match up to what we had for December 2022. Compare that to November last month. We had 551 property sales for the month. So we have been slowly coming down from our high point in June. In June, we had 1,001 home sales. Compare that to June of 2022, where we had 1,325 home sales. And we were doing a lot more in terms of sales over the summer of 2022. You can see we had anywhere from over 1,000 to over 1,300 home sales per month during the summer months of last year versus this year, where, I mean, 900, 700. It was not quite as much this year. And we all know why that was, right? It's because home prices were at almost the highest point that they have been in the past couple of years. Meanwhile, interest rates, ding ding, were the big problem in keeping people from purchasing. Speaking of interest rates, right now, according to Optimal Blue, interest rates for a 30-year fixed are at 6.999. We're just under 7% for interest rates. And remember when interest rates were almost at 8%? You want to look at this chart right down here and just see where interest rates were, where they had actually gone a little bit above 8%, almost at 8.25. When was that? October 23rd to October 30th is when we had that time frame. And so interest rates have started to come back down since then. And for FHA and VA loans, for other loan types, that's going to look different. Like for right now, for a 30-year FHA loan, you're looking at 6.829%. Switch over to Fred, and right now we're at 7.03% for a 30-year fixed. So the numbers fluctuate a bit depending on who you talk to, but right now we're trending at just under 7 or just over 7%. Come over to mortgagenewsdaily.com. 30-year fixed for them is 7.1. For a 30-year FHA, it's 6.43. For a 30-year VA, it's 6.44. So while the interest rates have pulled down just a little bit, they were higher. They were closer to that 8%. And as we wait and see what the Fed's going to do, are they going to cut rates a bit? In 2024, because we're pretty sure that they're done adding to the point spread for 2023. And I don't think anybody is predicting that they're going to continue adding on points in 2024. They are likely going to continue to take the let's wait and see approach and then probably do some rate cuts next year, in which case you've got something to look forward to. Here's the part that's going to shock you is that home prices have largely remained the same as what they were at the beginning of 2022. If you look at this graph, the green is the average sales price, the blue is the median sales price. You have those bump ups during the summer months, and then the prices come down a bit during the winter. But on the whole, you see our home prices have not changed much since the beginning of 2022. It's remained relatively flat. The average sales price for December so far is just over $503,000, with a median of $425,000. That's obviously come down just a little bit from the summertime. At June, we were at an average of 530,000 and a median of 460,000. I don't really care what the percentage of that is, so much as I care about the actual number. That's way more important to me. And what if we compare December's 503K average and 425K median? Compare that to January 2022, where the average was 480K compared to December's 503K of this year. January last year's median sales price of 430K to today's 425K. This is why I say not much has changed in 2 years. If you're looking for appreciation, you really have not seen it. While the sales prices in Colorado Springs have not changed much in that time frame, the number of sales has gone down drastically. You can see here, chart is looking at the beginning of January 2022 all the way to the present. You see again those bump ups during the summer months, and then it comes back down during the wintertime. But we've come down quite a bit in the end of this year here. And we're going to see more sales in December because we're only almost 2 weeks in. But you can see how we're not really making the same number of sales that we were 2 years ago. And again, interest rates have gone up quite a bit since 2 years ago, so that's to be expected. Meanwhile, if you take a look at the green line, which is the number of active listings, we have increased. We've got more for sale now than we did at the end of 2022, for sure. You can see that green line pretty obviously here, but the number of sales has not risen, even though the amount of inventory has. And although there is more for sale now than there was same time last year, there is still not a lot of inventory. It's still a low inventory market. As of the end of November, we are running at 3.8 months worth of inventory, and 4 to 6 months is what we would consider a balanced market. I don't consider this to be a balanced market in the sense of having enough inventory for the would-be buyers to pick from. There are not a lot of would-be buyers right now, and there's not a lot of inventory. And so what that means is that you've got almost 4 months worth of inventory, but still not a lot to pick from, and there's not a lot of buyers looking on the market. So if you want to look at it that way, the number of active and available buyers versus the amount of inventory that's available, yes, there is enough to pick from, but there really isn't, if that makes sense. Right now in December, you're running at 97.5% list to close price ratio, meaning that when you list your property for sale, on average, you're going to be selling it for 97.5% of what you listed it for. So that's either from people overvaluing their homes and not pulling down the price accordingly to account for the fact that people are not willing to spend as much on that property. Or, no, I guess that really is it, because you're doing the same thing for the winter months. Last year, you can see the same thing, 96, 97 point something percent list to close price ratio. And then during the summer months of 2022, you were above 100%. You were at 104% in March and April of last year. And whereas this summer, this year, we didn't hit that. We hit 100% straight for our summer months. So you were getting 100% of what you were asking for, but you weren't necessarily getting more of that. And keep in mind, these are just average numbers. If you get into the nitty-gritty of the actual market and you see specific homes, you go like, oh, this house went under contract in 2 days. You want to know why? It's because you wanted it. And it's because a bunch of other people wanted it. Because if you want it, there's a good chance that somebody else wants it for the same reason. When you've got a house that is move-in ready, where it's remodeled, it's done, there's no deferred maintenance, you don't have to do anything, or you have, very little work to put into it to get it to be in a state that you're happy with it. Those homes go quick. There's no reason for them to just sit on the market. So when something sits on the market, it's usually either overpriced or it's got a lot of work that needs to be done, or both. But also keep in mind, during the wintertime, there's just not as many people looking to buy property. And so typically, you're going to be sitting on the market for a little bit longer, which brings us into days on market. Right now, the average days on market in December is 45 days. It's taken a month and a half for property to go under contract, median of 27 days. That's a little bit higher than it was in November, but it's on par with what we saw in October. The average in October was 45 days and a median of 25 days. But overall, that number has gone up from the summer months. In June, you were at an average of 22 days and a median of 7. So property would go a little bit quicker, even with the higher interest rate market. Now, if you take a look at the summer months of 2022, oh yeah, not actually, actually was a little bit more. So during the summer months, you had 13, 12, 15 average days on market, depending on the month, median of 4 or 5 days. So it could go anywhere from under a week to couple weeks on average. But again, if we look at specific properties, there were still many properties that did go under contract quickly within a couple of days or even a day. And it does depend on how you are pricing that property and what condition that it's in. Location, you know, is it in near an undesirable feature, or is it near a busy street? You know, just for an example, those things would tend to make the property sit on the market for a little bit longer. But overall, property does go quickly here. There's no reason for it to sit on market for a third of a year. But again, I still saw property and still do and have seen properties that have been languishing and have been sitting on the market for months and months. And you're like, well, what is wrong with that property? And regardless of what may or may not be wrong with that property, by the time that it's been on market that long, most people that I show property to have the same thought of like, oh, it's been on market 30 days or 60 days. Like, what's wrong with it? And yeah, we're not in the kind of market for homes to be sitting on market for that long. Even here in December, they should still be going relatively quickly. If you get into land, you're buying land, because I have people looking at land too, then it's going to sit longer, typically. It can. It's not unheard of. It's very normal to see a piece of land or a lot that is on the market for 60, 90, 120 days before somebody finally buys it, because that's just how it is. Land is something that you have to do more with when you are, to get into a quick aside, when you're buying land and you're considering buying a house on it. By the way, if you're thinking of doing that, I would recommend Home Rights as a builder, HomeWrights. They specialize in doing just that. They help you figure out how you need to, what you need to look at when you're buying land to build a house on. And they will walk you through that process of, you can GM your own build. So you can get as much hands-on as you'd like with the build of the house or whatever it is that you're building, the barn dominium, the octagon house, you know, whatever you're building on your land. They walk you through that process of getting the contractors and doing the whole thing. So to get land, there's more that goes into it. You have to be aware of water tap fees. You have to be aware of zoning, geological hazard reports, surveys or ILCs, where the delineation of the lot lines are, how much it's going to cost to bring water, gas, electricity to the lot, working with any architectural control committee that is in that subdivision that tells you what you can and cannot build on that lot and how it may have to look compared to other lots and other homes that are around you. So because there's more that goes into it, it typically takes longer. There's not as many people looking to buy something like that But otherwise, those still go too. And being in Colorado Springs, it's really unheard of to have something not sell. And again, if it doesn't sell at all to the point where somebody takes it off the market, it's expired, it's canceled, it's withdrawn, it's typically because it was overpriced and or it needed a lot more work than what the majority of people were willing to put into it. They could not envision how much work and effort and time and money was going to have to go into getting that property up to where it needed to be. Here's your second shocker. I don't think home prices are going to crash in 2024, at least not here in Colorado Springs. There's no reason for them to. You've got continued interest in people listing their homes for sale as they either maybe downsize or they move out of state or they may still buy something here, but the interest rates are at a point where they're not awful. I mean, it's not great to have a 7% interest rate with a 500K average sales price. For a lot of people, that is not doable at all. But for some people, especially if you're making six figures or more, that is still doable. So if you're working in a higher paying job or your household income is otherwise higher, you can still make this happen. And because of that, you've got people still willing to list their properties and go buy something somewhere else or even upsize. That's happening as well. You've got people with double incomes. You've got people who are getting gift money from relatives in order to make their down payment happen. There's a lot of ways that people are still getting into real estate, obviously, because it's still happening. So I'm not seeing home prices crash. There's no reason for them to crash in a strong demand market such as Colorado Springs. I do see that interest rates are likely going to drop further from where they're at now. They're at just over 7%. And like I said earlier, the Fed is likely going to have some rate cuts next year to account for the they're having reached their goal of 2% inflation or close enough that they're satisfied with it. And once you have that, you're going to see, I mean, of course, every year you're going to see during the spring and summer, you see a boom in people looking to not only list their property, but in people looking to purchase property. As we finish out with the season and the holidays, and we get into next year where people start making their plans for 2024. And again, this happens every year, spring and summer, there's just a big boom in both homes for sale and people willing to buy them. Combine that with interest rates lowering very likely next year, and that's going to bring a lot more people into the market on both the buyer and seller end, because you've got the buyers, you got people wanting to buy who go, oh, interest rates have dropped, say another half a percent or a percent, I can make this work now, or this, it works enough for them. But then you've also got the people who want to sell and they still have to buy something somewhere else. And now that those interest rates have come down, that also helps them. So all that's going to do is increase the competition in the market. So if you're waiting to buy something now because you want the interest rates to come down, keep that in mind is that when the interest rates do come down, is you're going to have more of a frenzy and more competition. You're likely going to see more multiple offer situations come back again. I will continue to update you as we get towards the end of the year. We'll see how the numbers pan out for sales and how the average and median sales prices pan out. But I'm not expecting a whole lot of change between now and then. If you found this video helpful, please click the like button, hit the subscribe button, and the bell to stay in touch with future videos that I do. And if you're looking to buy or sell property in the Colorado Springs area, whether that's now or at some point next year, please reach out to me. I would be more than happy to help you with your home dream thing. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.